To really answer your question, so innovation agenda, I mean, there's a lot of pieces of that. So, you know, there's particular aspects that you really are hoping I'll speak to from the innovation agenda?
Just general view of the direction of where the district has been, where it's going. Just high level perception.
Well, you know, so we've established these upper schools. My daughter is in one of them. My sense is that, you know, there has been some progress towards the goal of equally preparing students for ninth grade. And I use that word equally mindfully. I do believe educational equity is really important. When I say equally prepared, meaning that it should be the case that a ninth grade teacher cannot tell what upper school a student has come from based on their academic level of academic preparation. Now, it could be that upper schools take a slightly different focus from one to another in terms of maybe what topics they dig into as kids develop certain skills. But there, you know, obviously need to be, I think it's obviously need to be common, you know, standards of, you know, preparation in math, in English language arts, and science, and all, so that kids can, you know, start on the same footing. So I think there's been progress in that regard, but it's uneven, and we still need to work on that. I think that, you know, there were those, there are still relatively new schools, and I think we need to look at it in that way and make sure that the culture of those schools is strong, make sure that the leadership is effective, make sure that we are looking at what results we're getting and improving where there are gaps. Mm-hmm. But that said, I think there's some really wonderful things happening in the upper schools, and I think we've also seen that in enrollment, that there's been, you know, some increase in people who have an option to opt out of middle school not doing that. Or upper school, I should say. I think there were a few other aspects that I was unhappy with how it played out, like the initial plan of world languages starting in the elementary grades did not happen. And, you know, I think we could debate whether or not that's the right way to go, but my concern is partly actually a process concern, that it didn't feel like there was a clearly communicated process of moving from, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is part of the deal. At the innovation agenda, two, we've reevaluated based on X, Y, and Z. Here's what we think. What do you think? Here's what we're going to do. People understand it won't always, the things in our schools won't always go exactly the way they want them to go, but it's important to understand how we got from A to B. And that I would generalize beyond, of course, the innovation agenda.